All right, it's recording.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
We just recorded a fucking million hours of podcast and then didn't record and I'm pissed off.
Yeah, we were having
it.
Technical difficulties, so.
There were so many great riffs and funny jokes.
We're starting over.
Oh, now we have to pretend like, hey, you know what we should talk about?
Free Britney and Free Palestine.
Yeah, that's a funny riff.
That we haven't said three times
God
in a row.
God damn it. If you guys would have heard this riff, you would have shit your pants.
It was
you would have shit blood
so
out of your butt.
Funny. Is it even recording now?
Well, I'm sure it is, but I'm, you know.
Paranoid.
Paranoid, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay.
At least it sounds good because it's now on the Zoom recorder.
Yeah, we have a new Zoom recorder. Still figuring out how it works. Hopefully it sounds better. No more crackling. Crackling is a thing of the past. It's a very 2020 suicide pact thing.
Yeah.
We're all into crisp sounds this year.
Yeah. And, yeah. So we watched.
All right.
Well, so I don't know what to say now. I'm just irritable.
That's how I was the first time we started.
You have been irritable.
You're
all
annoying.
Day. Wow. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm so kind to you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're fucking
I
not.
I am too.
You are not. You think you are, and that's hilarious to me.
Wow. Do you guys deal with this type of shit with your common law wife?
Partner.
Fuck out of here. Folks. Do you deal with your partners, folks? When you're folksing around, being folksy,
doing
your partner.
Folksy with your partner.
Yeah. Listen up, folks.
How do you pronounce it out loud in real life with an X? Folks. Folks. And also, how does the KS indicate any kind of gender? Why does it have to be? Are people just trolling us now?
Nobody knows
folks?
Anymore. Nobody okay. knows what they're doing.
No.
At all. They're just making it up as they go along.
On the fly.
Yeah. So we watched the Britney Spears documentary and people are upset. I mean, we can all understand.
Yeah.
With everything going on these days, the most important thing is that Britney have free reign of her mansion. She
yeah.
shouldn't have doors that are locked.
She should be able to do her finger painting in any room of the
right,
mansion.
Right, in her giant garden.
Yeah.
Her cartwheels in her crystal clear Olympic-sized pool should not be chaperoned.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
We can't let Britney Spears just do her own thing. She's going to shave her head again, and then she's going to look weird. Then the nation will melt down again.
I think watching that documentary, I was like, wow, she looks good with a shaved head.
She did look
she's
good.
She still
yeah.
got it.
Is there anybody, because like, when, you know, we destroyed Britney Spears, we destroyed Monica Lewinsky, Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a society, we took these people down. We
yeah.
we reveled in their, you know, downfall.
Right.
Reveled?
Yeah.
Huh.
Sure. I think so.
Okay. Well, is there anybody we're doing that to currently, do you think? Or do we just do it a different...
Straight white men.
Thank you for saying
all these straight white men are going to start shaving their heads and smacking things with umbrellas.
Right.
And then we'll be sorry.
And they'll have to make a documentary about it.
Yeah.
Apologizing to us.
Absolutely. Someday.
But I guess you're kind of right. It, not really, but like... We do take down people in a different way now.
Yeah, it's just everybody. It's just kind of like...
But we don't do it in like, oh, look at her. She's fucking crazy. Or we're a little bit more tactful. We
yeah.
we pick something out that, you know, that they did wrong.
We're still as bloodthirsty as ever. We just have to do this whole moral song and dance
yeah.
before we pick our dinner apart.
Right. We're chimpanzees.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Hunger Games.
But we have to fool ourselves into thinking it was for a good cause.
That's a really weird thing about human nature, you know? Every once in a while, we got to sacrifice somebody to the volcano
mm-hmm.
just to keep our spirits high, feel better about our lives.
Yeah. And on it kind of happened on a small scale with Jennifer Lawrence, remember? Everyone became obsessed with her. Like, Jennifer Lawrence is my fucking spirit animal. And which Jennifer Lawrence are you? And BuzzFeed was like, Jennifer fucking Lawrence. And you're like, I fucking love her.
Which Jennifer Lawrence are you? You're Jennifer Lawrence.
You're like, you're fucking Jennifer Lawrence. And you're like, yes. And then one day
she's my spirit animal. I must kill her and stuff her and mount her on my wall.
Yeah, we OD'd on her. And we were just like, I don't like how much we all like you.
Yeah.
It's annoying. I remember she's...
I'm going to look at your tits.
She said it. You always bring that up.
Well, that's what we did. We were like, yeah. There are tits. We get to look at them.
Do you think that was because of that? Because society was sick of her? Or that was just a lot of people got cloud gated or whatever that was when all the nudes.
Right.
But I remember Jennifer Lawrence saying on an interview, I don't like this. I don't like what's happening right now. Like Letterman was like, what? Think you're so popular, what's going on, or I don't know, something like that. And she was like, I don't know what it is, but I know it's gonna not gonna end well.
Yeah,
I know people are gonna get sick of this real fast and then they're gonna be mad at me, and that's exactly what happened.
Weird.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what happened with Britney Spears, although
no,
yeah,
I don't know exactly what happened. I think people became so obsessed with her, and she there was this obsession in the early 2000s with young starlets getting drunk and like stumbling out of clubs and like having coke dust all over their noses and like.
Well, was that an obsession or was that just like
fucking? Well, like we loved it.
They were doing it a lot though.
We loved the spectacle of like a messy bitch passing out in the back of a.
How
Escalade
much,
or something.
What is the equation there, though? Like, how much do we love it, or how much is it just presented to us? I guess that's a dumb question. I mean, they wouldn't keep presenting it to us if we didn't eat it up, you know? People kept buying those People magazines.
But
it was weird, though, because, like, people... Like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
You know? You probably didn't give a fuck. Like, you probably had her CDs when you were young.
Yeah.
But, like, you didn't... You weren't like enjoying her pussy lips, you know, when she's getting out of limos and stuff. But they're like, look at it.
Yeah.
Look at it. So there must be enough people that are buying it that so many people that are buying it is it kind of bleeds over into everybody seeing it.
Well, like the tabloids. Yeah, that's what's confusing. Isn't it weird to watch that documentary? How strange is it to be part of the culture? Like in some way we were all complicit. Like we as like. Consumers of celebrity culture were I know we were kids
right
but like we were a part of it. But how weird is it to watch this documentary now and be like, oh yeah, that was kind of fucked up.
Well, my thought is like, how are we a part of it though? Like, because we didn't engage and I know we said this mostly on the podcast we had to scrap, but like I guess you're complicit in anything you don't speak up about, but like when there's other shit in the world to worry about, why am I giving a fuck about Britney Spears, you know?
I think once again, I was very young, but like it just didn't occur to me. How strange is it that she was the first concert I ever went to, the first CD I bought. I was like, I grew up with her and I loved her. And then people really were like picking her apart and just like pointing and laughing at the freak show that became Britney Spears. And I never thought once like, hey, don't do that to her. I mean, there was, well, who was that MySpace guy who had a complete meltdown?
Paris Hilton. Oh yeah.
Like,
leave Britney alone guy.
We all laughed at that, which I mean, it was freakish, but now it's like they had a point.
Right. Yeah. I think a lot of it is, we talked a little bit about this on when we watched the Dolly Parton documentary and what's her name, Barbara Walters interviewed her and was like, how come you don't do something else? Like, has everybody ever told you that you're fucking stupid? Or like, what's going on with your husband? Is he, you know, you're divorced or whatever?
Why do you wear wigs so much?
What happens is these quote unquote journalists, these like Matt Lauer types, feel like they have to do hard hitting journalism.
Yeah.
So people will watch their show. So when you go on the Today Show, they don't ask you, they should just be asking you, when's your next album coming out? Are you planning on touring? Because who gives a fuck? Because this is for children. But you want more eyes on you. So you go, hey, what's going on? Did you get breast implants? Are you a virgin?
The things they used to ask people.
Yeah, yeah. Did you blow Justin Timberlake? Shit like that. And then and then they all compete with each other. And then we all tune into that shit because it's like, well, this is crazy. Why would you ask that? That's why I'm saying, like, who's complicit, really?
Right. They're serving it to us. What are we supposed to walk by?
Yeah. And we
take a bite.
We do get numb to it because we all grew up in the time of Michael Jackson and just watched him fall apart. So Britney Spears was just the next person we're serving up to the gods, the next
I really had a flash
sacrifice.
Yeah. I had a flashback when she was, I forget who she was with, but Diane Sawyer being interviewed about her breakup with Justin Timberlake. Do you remember, like, that would be like a gather around the TV with your family after dinner on like a Friday night and watch some celebrity tell all.
Yeah, speaks out.
So close to their face and they start sobbing a lot of the time. She's asking her why she betrayed Justin Timberlake. She's probably like 19 at this time. Can you imagine having to answer that question? Like,
yeah.
And she, in my mind, I think that Britney Spears, this reminds me of when we were talking about like Army Hammer, Harry Styles, and you were like, God, I fucking hate talking about this.
Right, I really do.
I do feel a little stupid for engaging, but allow me for a moment.
You feel time.
She does.
Dear listener.
Yeah. She does seem sweet and sensitive and kind of like pure of heart. And when Diane Sawyer is staring you down, asking why you hurt someone so badly and there's all these lights and cameras on you, she looks like she's really feeling bad about that.
That's why we love it.
Yeah. And we're like,
cry, bitch.
Yeah.
And they, Diane Sawyer is like, who, the mayor's wife or somebody?
She's Mike Nichols' wife.
Who's Mike Nichols?
He's a director of The Graduate. And Nichols and May, the comedy troupe from The
Graduate. No. I'm saying, like,
oh, I'm
during
sorry,
the
sorry.
Interview, they played a clip of, like the mayor of somewhere.
Yeah, but, like,
wife.
The governor of Illinois' wife or something said she, if she saw Britney Spears, she would shoot her.
If I saw Britney Spears in the in the street, I think I would shoot her in the face.
That was
why
number one so
sexy?
Startlingly funny. That was hilarious.
What do you think about that, Britney
Spears,
right? You idiot?
She just plays this voicemail from someone saying they want to assassinate her, and she's like, what do you think about this? She's just like, ew.
Like,
why?
I do dancing and singing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how invested people would get in these celebrities' lives. I guess it still happens, but Jesus Christ.
It's the same old story, too, with a lot of these young pop stars. It's like they come out, they're innocent, you know, like the Mickey Mouse Club or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they grow up a little bit and they become sexualized.
Yeah.
And a lot of times probably against their will. And then everybody turns on them for being sexy. It's like he's a Miley Cyrus. Everybody,
I know,
it's a profit
cookie cutter.
Yeah. They already know what they're going to do. It feels like these record labels.
Right.
And then every time we're surprised, like, oh my God, can you believe so-and-so showed their ass? And you know, Ariana Grande is grinding on something. You know what I mean? Like, of course, that's what they do. That's you start at Disney and you end at, America's Got Talent judge, and in between you show your tits.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
It's good.
Why are we all like shocked and horrified and scandalized?
To use the parlance of the times, is grooming, right? Isn't it Hollywood grooming? Isn't it creepy how they do this every time? They'll get a child of like 6 and they'll raise them in front of cameras, and as soon as they turn 18, they're like, whoa, not daddy's little girl anymore. And we're all like, woo, everyone just accepts it. It's fucking weird.
Right. It's not even grooming. It's finding a way to squeeze the life, the complete life out of somebody.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, it's cash.
Childhood to, you know, destruction ultimately.
Yeah.
And then maybe come back as some like elder stateswoman of, like I said, like X Factor or whatever.
They kept doing this thing that like shoehorning, you would never ask the NSYNC or you wouldn't ask boy bands all these sexual questions. Number one, I don't know if that's true, But number two,
you asked the sexy ones.
NSYNC,
you
asked, yeah,
you know, Justin Timberlake, and then
yeah,
Pineapple Head or whatever they goes and stands in the corner.
Chris Kirkpatrick,
he can get his ass kicked. Worse than those little Limp Bizkit.
But like,
not gonna say it.
The difference is, NSYNC is all dressed as marionettes,
right?
And Britney Spears is like, you know, bra laying on the cover of Rolling Stone with like spread eagle. Obviously, I don't know whose idea this was. Maybe that's mm-hmm. where we should lay the blame, but she was presented very differently.
Right. Yeah. And that's what sells, you know?
Yeah.
There's double standards. There just is. I mean, what are you going to do?
You know what? That question is always confusing because it's like, do you want them to ask JC Chazé, like, how often he gets blonde?
What are we supposed to ask any of you people?
Yeah,
you
know?
You don't fucking you're worthless.
This is so confusing to me, like, caring. Not that I care, but, like, being invested in a documentary like this, because it's like, at the end of the day, I don't think Britney Spears is talented.
No. God,
like,
no.
She's just like your absolute most run-of-the-mill.
I think that's one of the reasons people kind of embrace the takedown sometimes.
Okay.
With somebody like Britney Spears, because it's like, you are so famous, and why?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's always a people stewing. I think maybe it's more like there's a lot of people stewing in the wings. Like, I hated this thing the whole time. Why is this playing at every shopping mall I fucking go into? And then the fans kind of lose interest. And then the whole culture is just overtaken by all these people who are like, she fucking sucked the whole time.
Yeah,
who
that's
knows?
A good point. But it is, no matter what, you watch that and you watch a person who's sick being harassed for years until they completely break.
Yeah.
You go, this culture is so fucked.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like who they do that to now. I know like Billie Eilish probably gets asked some weird, creepy questions and stuff, but it's not like maybe there's just too many famous people these days.
Yeah,
and
that's
maybe
true.
Yeah. Although, you know, we always kill our heroes now. Like, we have nobody. Every time anybody gets to a certain level these days, it's always about digging up the old tweets.
The old tweets.
Blackface or whatever.
So many people have done blackface.
Sure.
You would be surprised.
Catherine, for example.
No. No.
Yes. Actually.
No.
Fun little bit of
Why
trivia.
Why do you do this to me?
This is a little suicide
it's
pack trivia.
It's not true.
Catherine does blackface.
It's not true. It's just not true.
Fine. Hold on. I have to
check
something.
No, don't do that. The dog's not snoring as loud as she was before, so it's...
There was this whole bit where we were being boring, and then the dog, and then I was
the dog
recording
was snoring so loud.
The dog snoring, and it was very funny.
Guys, imagine if you could have heard the good episode. Just think about that.
Right.
Just pretend.
This is episode 99, though.
We talked about that already, right? Or
I don't know.
We've recorded so many times
hours
that I can't remember what we've said already.
Me either.
We've gone through every joke, every good joke, and we can't say it again.
Yeah,
because
you can't
it loses
recreate
its
jokes.
Surprise. That's why this is ass.
Wow.
Complete and
Relax.
Utter
You're
ass.
Working yourself up.
Just worthless.
Yeah.
So it is episode 99, and if we said this already, forgive me, but we're going to do special video episode for 100 next week, but we'll release some clips, but the full video will be on Patreon.
Yeah. What else did we watch? Boogie Nights?
we went on a little Paul Thomas Anderson kick.
Right.
And Boogie Nights, I watched in college, and I thought it was mind-blowing. Thought it was one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. We watched it two nights ago, and I was like, this needs to end.
Yeah, it's long.
Fuck, it could be an hour long or shorter. It's like 3 hours long.
Yeah. It's fun, though.
Everyone's great. It just doesn't feel like it comes together. We watched There Will Be Blood first, and then you watch that, and you're like, oh.
I am an oil man, and this is my son. And as you can see, I'm clearly an oil man, and I would never lie about this being my son, and I am a son, and this is my oil man.
You've been saying that for 3 days, just putzing around the house. I am an oil man. Still asleep. He's making eggs. Just going, I am an oil man.
I am an ass man.
There Will Be Blood is a great film.
Great.
Great.
I want to beat somebody to death with a bowling pin.
Ian, why would you spoil the
movie? Everybody's seen it. I'm drink up your milkshake.
Forgot about that. When it finally happens, you're like, this is silly as hell.
It's so fucking funny.
Drink your milkshake.
I drink it up.
Ooh, the world over there. You look like a young Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I'm looking at you right now. Looks exactly like him.
Right. Whatever, man. I have to keep checking the recorder to make sure. Okay, 20 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
What
do we do? How is that all we have to say about Miss Britney Spears?
We could talk about how everybody's like, Britney Spears saved my life.
Yeah. They did say that.
They're like, I was a gay teenager and then I listened to Britney Spears and now I'm a straight adult and she fixed me.
Nobody said that.
Well, everybody's like, I was a weird gay kid in West Virginia, and Britney Spears taught me that I'm to love myself and I'm special. It's like, how did Hit Me Baby One More Time teach you that?
Yeah.
What was it about? Oops, I did it again. What a shitty song.
She doesn't really have empowering. Well, I don't know.
We were robbed of culture in our youth. It was like, I remember thinking it at the time. I was like, you got. Like the boy bands, especially the boy bands, were horrific.
Yeah.
They were everywhere. It's all you could listen to.
Yeah.
And the songs were shit.
I loved it all.
I know. NSYNC. It was for girls, obviously, but it was garbage. I mean, in retrospect, wasn't it so bad? Like
of course.
Our parents' generation or Generation X or whatever, they got all these like... I mean, there was a handful of good bands back then. Were there? No, there weren't.
What?
When we were young.
What, back in the 90s?
Like TLC
or
time.
2000s?
Yeah.
Not pop music, but, you know.
What was the good stuff?
Like Lauryn Hill, maybe?
Sure. All right. There's some like hip hop stuff. I can see that. But the mainstream shit was atrocious. Like if you didn't, you're like, I don't like the Backstreet Boys. Or it's like, well, then buckle up because you got to listen to Korn. You gotta listen to Marilyn Manson.
Oh,
oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Look out.
Yikes. Okay.
Let's talk about it.
Let's do it. Shall we?
We need sound effects.
Let's get into it. Except I don't know anything about Marilyn Manson or what he has done besides, obviously, what we all know, removing his rib to suck his own dick.
No.
Which we all know is a fact, and we don't have to look into that one.
Yeah, I guess he's out here, you know, doing stuff, bad stuff.
Yeah. I mean...
I've only seen, like, little bits and pieces, but I saw that he dated some woman for a long time, and she was Jewish, and I guess he would allegedly was very anti-Semitic to her, and used to draw, like, swastikas and stuff on like the nightstand or something. And then when they broke up, he got like tattoos of like all this Nazi shit all over him. And I saw pictures of it and it's not, it's like, there's this one tattoo where it's like a bunch of squares on his arm, but in the middle of the squares, cause all the squares are overlapping, is a clear swastika, you know, is that a coincidence? And then he has this skull and this, person, I was watching some video and this person was explaining like this is a Nazi skull and then showed the article where it shows the Nazi skull and then something else he has on his chest is supposed to be anti-Semitic. I don't know.
Everyone just has these very specific individual stories about how he enjoyed
torturing
them. Ruining their life.
I always thought he was annoying. Fuck.
Yeah, I have to warn. Somebody emailed us and was like, you should talk about Marilyn Manson because I like Marilyn Manson.
Oh.
And I'm sorry and I hope you forgive us for disagreeing with you. But I don't know anything about him. But I agree. The aesthetic, and it seems a little obnoxious because
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, bugged me.
I don't. It seems more like. Can you believe that I'm freaking everyone out right now?
And right. Because I like, you know, that stuff's fun when you watch, like, The Misfits or Alison Cooper or whatever, where they're like...
Alice, right?
Yeah, sorry. Alice Cooper.
Okay.
Where they're... I was thinking of Alice in Chains. And Alice, when they're, like, decapitating themselves on stage and stuff. But there's, like, this level of camp that has to be included, for me at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I'm like...
Like with Marilyn Manson, it's like, oh, you actually think this is very cool.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I'm not freaked out by it. So it's not. Yeah. When I was a kid, I was just like, that's not for me. There's no like whimsy to it. Even like with the Misfits, you kind of got to ignore Danzig to a certain degree because yeah. He'll tell you about how vampires are real and shit. But that's that's almost fun though, because he's such a doof.
Did we talk about that on the podcast?
No.
Yet? Him like laying down shirtless, being like, you guys wouldn't even believe what's going on in my twisted head.
I think about things that would just drive a man crazy or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
he's like, this is my bookshelf. These are all books about the occult. This is a book about werewolves, real werewolves, actual real werewolves. This is a story about a werewolf in here who eats a little baby.
And you're like, no.
It's pretty cool. It's got candles everywhere. I don't know why he's endearing. It's just because he's so obnoxious. But
yeah, well, he doesn't have any Nazi tattoos.
Marilyn Manson seems really up
or
his own
does
ass.
He
does. I would watch those interviews with him where, because the whole thing was like, did you know Marilyn Manson's actually smart? He's fucking actually not, you know? Because like after Bowling for Columbine stuff, he would, or after the whole Columbine thing happened, he would do these interviews and people would be like, your music is responsible for... And that's a stupid thing to say. So you can kind of own somebody who comes
right.
at you like that.
Yeah, I have seen those a long time
ago. And he
ago.
Talks real like this, like real quiet.
Yeah. He did have, like he was in a good position to own people who were annoying. You know,
because
like,
only idiots come after you with that shit.
Yeah,
you know?
So he can be like, fuck off.
You're right.
Overreacting. Do you think he was born of that like satanic panic era, or is he later than that? Was that
what
more
mean?
Like the early 80s? Like, you know how we're watching.
What do you mean born of it though?
Inspired by, like he.
Sorry. She's so mad at me.
Like
the looks she gives.
If that didn't happen, do you think he would exist?
Yeah, I think that shit comes along all the time. You know, you see people try to, because it's fun. It's just trolling.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And when you know that, when you have a little glint in your eye, there seems to be a glint in Danzig's eye that's like,
I guess.
Maybe not.
He takes himself pretty seriously.
Definitely Alice Cooper.
Oh, for sure. Like Guar or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Marilyn Manson just
or even
smells
like,
his own farts.
There's
all
this
day.
Band Ghost. That's pretty popular right now, and they dress like in this, like, they look like satanic popes almost. They paint their faces white, and they wear the big hats and stuff, but they're like ghouls, you know? And it's it seems to take itself a little bit more seriously, but it's fun. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you get wrapped up in the Halloween-y vibe to it, you know?
Is this another myth, just like the rib thing? Does Marilyn Manson have a glass eye?
I don't know.
Or did he just wear like... I thought, just like the rib, there's a story that he like popped his own eyeball out.
He none of that.
So he could get a glass eye.
None of that.
That's not true.
No, he's just a dork. Also the music. I mean, sorry if you're into it, but I don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a like his biggest song is a cover, right? Like the Beautiful People.
That's a cover?
Yeah, it's a cover.
I suppose we don't know. And all we can judge him on is how he presents himself. Because I don't know anything about his music. And I certainly don't know anything about what he's done to ex-lovers. But all of it smells fishy. It's all kind of...
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not here to cast aspersions. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Well...
Well, have we done 22 minutes yet?
She woke up. That was your cue, Iggy, you fuck. What else? What's on your phone?
I was looking at my notes. Dustin Diamond died.
Yeah.
I just wrote that down.
Rest in peace.
Also, I know nothing about him. That was just a strange...
He was in a porno where he gave a girl...
He was?
Yeah.
What?
Jabria, are you smart?
Yeah,
he was in a porno.
What? He gave a girl a what?
What are they called? Dirty Sanchez.
No!
Yeah.
No,
You're lying
to me.
I am not lying to you. I would never lie to you, my sweet. Not about something like that.
What the fuck? Did you watch it?
I watched that part.
Ian.
What? I was curious.
Was it... Where does the poop come from?
The butt.
Fine, be a jerk to
Where
me.
Do you think... Well, I don't understand the question.
You have to, like, dig in there.
I don't want to have this kind of show.
Okay.
Where you're talking about poops and buttholes.
To episode one. That's all we talk about the entire
that
time.
That was a different time. That was 2019.
Was it?
Do you realize that? How we've grown our audience... And our community.
Wow,
to
guys.
Fame.
If you should see, could see the numbers.
Yeah.
Just
dwindling.
I can't whistle.
And the dummies, they just keep getting more and more popular.
Well.
We should get into more feuds, you know, probably.
No, thank you.
That's what
like
seems
feuding.
To do it. We got to get into feuds.
I don't know how people who get into Twitter feuds.
Whitney Cummings. You get into a feud with Whitney Cummings.
Day, every day.
Yeah.
How these people sleep at night. Really?
They sleep in their fucking big ass, comfortable feather bed.
A friend of mine texted me.
Because they're rich.
Texted me today and it was like kind of curt. And I had a pit in my stomach for the rest of the day. I forgot why.
How do you think I feel dealing with your, like, with
Shut
how
up!
You behave?
But you know what I mean? You, like, forget why you're upset, and then you're like, what happened? Oh, yeah. That, I mean, nothing actually happened.
Oh, yeah, that's how I feel about
it. So, like, if people are out here actively hating your guts.
Right.
I couldn't do it.
How much money would it take for you to be able to do it, though?
I don't think because
some of these people get
it.
Paid like, who is that you're
for
telling
my
me?
My mental health. I'd be a regular Britney Spears. I'd shave my head and hit everybody with an umbrella. Everyone I saw.
It's a good Halloween costume.
If you're Britney Spears for Halloween, you have carte blanche
to
beat the shit out of everybody with an umbrella that comes across you. It's
yeah,
a character.
I read that article today, that comedy article that's going around, and like it has nothing to do with me or anybody I know or anything. And I had a pit in my stomach, just like.
Yeah, it's like because we joke about like serial killers and pedophiles on the podcast. Are we
somehow? Because the way people are like, this guy is a neo-Nazi, and he was on this guy's podcast, and this guy is friends with this guy over here,
and
he went to high school.
Walked this person's dog once, and they're pretty much Goebbels.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, what they do, and you're
whoa.
Like, fuck me. And it's like almost kind of well done the way they tie everything together.
Yeah.
So somebody, some just person who doesn't have anything to do with comedy is like, well, fuck, all this. I'm just gonna look at all the names in this article, and.
Yeah.
File that under, you know, alt-right monsters.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I mean, none of us do our research anymore, myself included. As soon as you see, I think, like, the effects that people can argue how strongly cancel culture actually affects people. But it is true that when you see somebody's name, it like, associated with something like racism or any kind of bigotry... Even if it's not true, the damage is done. You already saw the name next to the evil thing.
You think why risk it? That's what I think.
Yeah.
If like if you're a gatekeeper and somebody comes to you and they're a nobody, a newcomer to whatever, like they want to be in a TV show or write a TV show or whatever, get a special. You do a little research and you go, oh, no, well, you've been affiliated with these people who once made a podcast with these people. Therefore, you know, I'm not going to risk it because I don't want the hate mail, you know, whereas like if you're already established, if you're already like doing well for yourself, you can take some slings and arrows and brush them off because people are going to be like, this guy's already a cash cow.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, if a handful of people are pissed off, that's like what happened with like Shane Gillis, you know, if Shane Gillis would have, if somebody comes out right now, and says Pete Davidson at one point was going on a podcast with people who eventually turned out to be secret neo-Nazis. People go like, well, he probably didn't fucking know.
Yeah, because they know him or they think they know him. He's established. Yeah.
Right. Also, he's making the money.
Yeah.
But like with Shane Gillis, somebody who, you know, was known within comedy, but not to anybody.
Yeah.
Not to any regular people.
Yeah.
They're just not going to do it. He's already fucked himself, you know? So.
So, well, luckily...
And it's so stupid, too, because, like, all we do is we don't say anything really that bad.
Well, I mean, nobody's coming after us either, so we're just getting worried for no reason.
Well, yeah, exactly. But that what we were talking about is being worried for no reason, you know?
Oh, yeah,
just getting
right.
a pit in your stomach just because you're a sensitive little bitch.
Yeah.
I'm saying me, too.
You know what else is upsetting? Thinking that when somebody's name gets dragged into these things or they get associated with something evil... People feel like they know you. Like, you don't deserve the benefit of the doubt anymore. You're not a flawed person that deserves a conversation. You're just like, written off. And that's the scary feeling that I think about.
That's the new
it's
Britney
like,
Spears. You know?
What?
We don't even build people up to destroy them. We don't even let them get there. Another thing that drives me nuts is there's always people who are like, these people are monsters, their podcast or whatever is horrible, their show is horrible, all they do is say the most hateful shit, I would never listen to it in a million years, I would never go near it. And it's like, well, then how do you fucking know? How do you know that? Podcasts are long, man, and they are like, if somebody does it for a couple of years, you got a lot of listening to do before you can make a decision about who somebody is, you know? You can't just from afar be like, and I heard from my friend who once heard it in somebody else's car for 5 minutes.
And if that's the case, which actually it often is, like, think about all the people who say, like, Joe Rogan's a Nazi or something.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, okay, sure. When he's sitting down with Cornel West and, like, talking about...
Right.
Medicare and Martin Luther King and all these things, like, I don't, you either chose to ignore that or you have no idea it exists.
Right.
So I think
Glenn Greenwald is a monster.
Yeah, you like, you pick and choose.
He has a,
and that's the guilt by association thing.
Right.
He's, what has Glenn Greenwald ever actively done? Perhaps
he went on Tucker Carlson to try to get Assange pardoned or something. I forget. It's something like,
what a monster.
Right. I know. Glenn Greenwald has on his property, he's got like a bunch of property and he built houses and then he put homeless people in those houses and then he gave all the homeless people rescue dogs that he rescued.
What?
That's what he does.
Oh my God.
And people and are like drawing him in clan hoods and
oh
shit.
Oh my God.
And he's gay and lives
and
in Brazil.
Like, he's like sequestered because he put his entire life on the line to try to save
people
a whistleblower.
People try to assassinate him.
Oh my God.
Yep. Sorry, I'm checking the recorder again.
Are we
Sorry,
still
everybody.
Recording?
Yeah. What else do you got in that list?
Martin Shkreli, journalist. That was so long ago. Oh, something that happened.
Is that your feet that stink or the dog's butt?
I just showered. Oh, is it you? Does it turn out that it's you? Did we get to the bottom of
it? I haven't figured
it
out
you?
Yet.
Sounds like it's you.
To be fair, you do stink often.
You stink often.
Don't get upset.
You stink often. Jeremis Iron. Chrissy Teigen... We're always excited to shit on Chrissy Teigen, right?
Sure.
Apparently Chrissy Teigen tweeted, have you guys ever
Is that the next one we're taking down? Christy Teigen.
But what was the well, I guess there's not like with Michael Jackson and Britney Spears and like even Lindsay Lohan, there's you could watch the trajectory. I feel like with Christy Teigen, one day she was just here and none of us
had anything to say about
it. Yeah, none of us consented to it. She's just like,
well, she's the perfect morning show celebrity. Mm-hmm. She just like funny,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And she's just like comedian. A mom. She does mom stuff.
Right.
She does cooking, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, what does she do?
I don't know. Wait, was she even a model for that long?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway, she tweeted about, like, have you ever been tricked into eating something that turned out to be terrible or something? Some waiter tricked her and John Legend into getting some bottle of wine, and when they got the bill, it was $13,000.
Yeah, a national hero.
And everyone was like, we can't relate to this, Chrissy.
Right.
We don't.
Call the manager. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I guess it's like, I don't know.
This goes back to what we were saying a while ago, where it's like, you're a certain level of celebrity, get the fuck off the internet. Yeah. Wipe yourself from the internet. Sit in your castle. Make mistakes by yourself. Don't do them online, you know?
I mean, so many people enjoy her, though. I think we are.
Do they?
I do. I think we're in the minority of people that dislike her.
Do
even
they?
Though, like, we're in a Chrissy Teigen
even more people than like us.
Bubble. Yeah.
You're telling me more people like
Chrissy
Teigen
than
like
us. But only because.
More than 300?
Four, Ian. I don't think it's only because most people don't know we exist. That's all. If they knew.
How do we get the word out?
Times Square billboard. We got to take down Wall Street.
Yeah.
That's how people find out who. Did you guys know that I'm the mod for Our Wall Street Bets?
You are?
It's me.
Wow.
Is that what it's called? Mod? Uh-huh. Is that the right word?
Yep. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. So bye to Wall Street Bets.
Reddit, there's always some like nerd post where it's like, can we give it up for the mods for 1 second? They've been working overtime.
Oh my God. Yeah. If I were the mod, I'd be like, banned, yeah. Loser, get out of here.
Another one you see a lot
fucking
is like,
brown noser.
Hey guys, get some rest, drink some water, don't forget to eat. We have to take care of ourselves. It's like,
if I were the mod, I'd be like, there's girls in here. Get them out.
No girls on the internet.
No girls on Reddit.
Yeah. Okay. We've done 42 minutes.
Okay. I want to kill myself.
What's wrong, babe?
I don't know. I just feel bad.
Well, this is the 99th episode, so it doesn't have to be very good, but the 100th episode has to be great.
You guys.
We got to have...
100 is going to be so good.
Yeah.
It's going to be on videotape.
We should plan stuff. We should do something. You know?
Let's prank call the president.
Yeah.
Let's do old 90s style crank calls on an E-Bombs World soundboard.
Right, crank yankers.
Crank yankers.
Yeah. Remember Crank Yankers?
I never watched it, but
oh boy, you were missing out. There was this one guy who was retarded and that was the whole thing.
Did
that
they
was
prank
it.
Call him?
No, he was a character.
Oh,
he would
okay.
Just go, "Yay, yay."
Oh.
Special Ed?
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was problematic. I wonder if they brought him back for the reboot.
Probably not.
Oh, Catherine. Catherine said some off-mic shit to me that really was upsetting.
I didn't.
Somebody's going to write an article about you.
No. Yeah. No articles. I don't exist.
Maybe I'll quit comedy and start writing scathing articles. You know?
Scathing? What are we scathing about?
Just people that have disrespected me. I'll say that they said bad things.
Okay.
That seems to be what that guy does.
Yeah, you're right. It's all very personal.
Yeah. It's like, interesting. All the people that you're asking to be, you know, removed from the clubs.
Have called you a dork specifically.
Yeah, have pulled your underpants over your head. Giving you a swirly. What a coinky dink.
Anyway, episode. $99 in the books. Can I go kill myself?
Oh, you want to end it? All right. This is a short one. I will say that you could go sign up for Patreon. We had our first guest, one David Spector, was on the last episode.
I really enjoyed talking with David on the Patreon. We got into...
And just for the record, when he says Jew, he's allowed to.
Okay? Oh, yeah. David's Jewish, by the way.
Just want to put that out there.
Our friend Jill, I tweeted today that Siri wouldn't tell me if Harry Houdini was Italian. And Jill commented and she said, someone that sneaky, he's definitely a Jew.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hope she doesn't mind that I do not like this because there's a lot of articles going around. I can't be seen.
Right.
Like, you're allowed to say it, Jill. I mean, Jill is Jewish. And I was like, I'm going to let that one go. Can't have this floating around on my likes tab, which, by the way, is the snitchiest thing on any app. You shouldn't be able to see what people have liked.
No.
Their entire like history. And then you like something and it just shows up on somebody else's timeline.
It.
I don't like it either.
I'm with you.
You know, it prevents me from liking like really stupid shit like duckling videos and stuff.
Why?
It's like embarrassing. It's going to show up on somebody's timeline that all I like is duck videos.
That's fine.
I know. It's there are like, worse things.
Yeah,
but
very much so.
It does. It just, in general, it prevents you from liking things that you would.
Yeah.
Not everybody, though. A lot of you like too much.
That's true. I'm
going to
mute some
are.
Of you because you don't shut the fuck up. You want to end the show?
Yeah, I want to end it forever.
All right, hail Satan.
Hail Satan.